Let's talk about your new song, Somewhere to Fall. There's a couple of lines in that song I really love. Flowers will grow toward the light and let in the light, open your hands. Now, I'm very spiritual with stuff like that, and I love those two lines. They're beautiful.
Well, I say even shadows need the light. Right now inside my hand is darkness. I open it. It doesn't exist. And if you're spiritual, you understand. People sometimes think when you speak in a spiritual sense that you're being lofty and you're being too ethereal. And I think that that's not the way I operate. I operate from a place of spirituality. I also say in this song, you know, I don't want to lie, but sometimes I have to myself. Yes, someone died and it hurts so deep, like a well that runs right through the earth. I like putting in words that have depth within a beautiful kind of pop melody that you can feel good about. And in some strange way, what's happening with Somewhere to Fall is people are getting hold of the lyric after they've gone along for the ride for a couple of listens. Open your hands and that light is basically the same thing. It's surrender to, you know, the philosophy of the beautiful unknown of the album is that we become inherently fearful of tomorrow and next week and next month and next year. We've got to start truly believing that tomorrow and next year and the coming months are going to be good, because everybody watching this or listening to this has worried like I worry, like you worry. And think about how many times those things have really come to fruition. Very few times. They never really happen.
And wasted energy, isn't it?
It is wasted energy. And I think, listen, some of the things that I have dreaded have happened to me. I've been betrayed by people. I've lost my mother. My sister was killed. Well, what those things do is they shine a big beacon of light on the people that don't betray you. They shine a people on the people that support you. Your own fortitude, your fortitude, my fortitude, and my deep, deep desire to lift people's spirits.
Well, you're doing a good job, because that is a really, really beautiful song. And for me, it's so good just to hear pop music again. Like, I feel like music in lots of ways has gone down this really weird path. And it's actually really good just to hear like a pop sounding song again. That's, you know, beautiful, got great lyrics, got a great beat, but it's not too out there, if you know what I mean.
Right, right. Well, I mean, I think it's tougher than people think. You've got to condense a story into 3.5 minutes. Something that you can live with as an artist. Like, I've done a lot of music in my life. I've performed all over the world, and I've also had to try and write a pop record, quote unquote, that I can live with as well as a grown man. And I'm proud of the album, because it's 40 minutes, this album, of just, I've trimmed up the edges, I've got it mixed and mastered by the A-list mixes and masters of the world. This is the best pop record I've ever made. And I've got a lot more in me, and it's just to fall back in love with that medium again is a really, really beautiful thing.
Well, Matt, we can't wait to see you back in Australia. So much looking forward to it, and just want to say thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
And listen, I am digging life under the sea with you right now. Where are you in Oz?
In New South Wales.
New South Wales. All right, well, I really am going to spend my time, even after promo, when I come down and we do some shows, I'm actually going to spend some time in Oz. Because I just have a feeling that it's like, you know, I just love the people, and nothing but love to you and your listeners and viewers and all your lovely under the ocean world.
I've been through days I couldn't face, literally changed the shape of me. I fell on my knees and I was so mad, I was so angry, lost and sad. But flowers will grow towards the light. Does not mean you ain't got to fight. I will be strong, a mother's son. Gotta let go.